to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Impact superstar and current Progress champion, Jordan Grace. How are you doing, Stephen Jordan?
Hello, how's it going?
I'm brilliant, thank you. So huge thanks for joining us this evening and to the Fight Network UK for setting up this interview. So I've heard in previous interviews that your dream match would be against Beth Phoenix. I just wanted to get your thoughts on her coming out of retirement today.
I didn't even realize that, actually. I've been asleep for the past hour taking a nap. So.
Oh. she announced she's coming out of retirement today. So you could get your dream match.
That'd be incredible if I could ever do that.
Impact United We Stand is certainly going to be one of the biggest nights of the year. And I think it's a brilliant idea. It's like basically a celebration of indie wrestling with guys from AAA, MLW, Lucha Underground, and even British Wrestling with Jimmy Havoc. What should our listeners expect from United We Stand?
They should basically just expect a combination of all kinds of different things. Like, I think Impact has something for everyone, and I've always said that.
Yeah.
So I can definitely continue to stand by that.
Yeah, the main event's going to be a lot of fun. I think RVD and Sabu battling the Lucha Brothers, and then you got Sari Callahan and Jimmy Havoc's going to be brutal. Then the X Division match between Rich Swann and Itamu is going to be awesome. And firstly, congratulations on your victory over Tessa Blanchard. I really enjoyed that match. You'll be challenging for the Knockouts Championship against Taya Valkyrie, Rosemary, and Katie Forbes, who, for listeners, they might know better as Chloe Hurts from Ring of Honor. So, did you expect to get a title match so soon as your Impact career?
No, to be honest, not at all. I mean, I made my debut last October,
yeah.
So it's a little bit surprising, to be honest.
So Impact are going to have two high-profile intergender matches in the coming weeks. You've got Tessa versus Joey Ryan, and then you've got Scarlett Bordeaux versus Glenn Gilberti against all odds. You fought the likes of Brian Cage, David Starr, Ethan Page, MJF, Jonathan Gresham over the years. Is intergender wrestling something you really enjoy?
Oh, of course. That's why I do it all the time. Or I would just say no to the matches.
Yeah. So when you win the women's title at United We Stand, would you like there to be like a option C for the women's belt like there is for the X Division so you could cash it in for the world title?
I mean, that would be awesome, but I just doubt that will ever happen. Like, I really wish that would be a thing, but I don't know. I don't think that that's ever going to be, like, something that they're, like, mainstream, you know?
No. Because I think with you got Ty Valkyrie, Tessa, who regularly wrestle men, Impact have a great foundation to have an intergender, either division, maybe an intergender title in the future.
Yeah, that would be awesome, and that would be something that would set Impact completely apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, I don't think it's going to happen just because there's so many people that are against intergender wrestling at this point. I don't know if they want to isolate those fans.
Mm. Yeah, I can see where some people are coming from, but I think it's a great thing. If it's done right, it's a brilliant concept. So
yeah, there's plenty of people that love intergender wrestling, but you know, the ones that don't like intergender wrestling, they hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're
very strongly impassioned against it.
Yeah, definitely.
Hello, everyone. This is the interview queen, Alicia Tu, and you're listening to me on Broken But Glorious.
Yeah, so you're the current Progress Women's Champion. I loved your appearance at Hello Wembley, where you took out Ginny and her mates. So you've been working a lot in the UK over the last year. What brought you to the UK in the first place?
The first time I ever went to the UK was actually just last February.
Yeah.
I know that because it was popping up on my, you know, like, Facebook timeline of 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And I actually came over for Pro Wrestling Eve, so they're the first ones who actually, like, brought me over.
Yeah, brilliant. So how did you feel the wrestling in the UK compared to the in the States?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty much the same. The only difference is they don't sing to you in the United States. That's a big thing they do over in England.
Yeah. Do the Progress fans have a particular song for you?
Yeah, I don't know the song though. I know that they're singing, but yeah. The accents, I kind of have a hard time deciphering exactly what they're saying.
And is there anybody you particularly want to challenge for your title on the British scene?
Oh yeah, I'd really like to wrestle Millie in a singles match. Oh, I know we have a four-way coming up, but I think we'd do really well in a singles match against each other.
Yeah, I think you against Millie or Charlie Evans or Session Moth Martina would be brilliant matches. I was pretty gutted when Millie beat Session Moth in the qualifier match because I thought you against Session Moth would be a brilliant match. So.
Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah, there's two polar opposites. I think that'd be an amazing match. So before we finish, you recently released a book called DMs of a Female Indie Wrestler. What was the inspiration for the book?
The inspiration was me just getting like hundreds of creepy DMs,
yeah.
Direct messages for people who don't know what DMs are every single week. So
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of got fed up a little bit and just decided to put some of these guys on blast, basically.
Wow.
And ended up making a pretty successful book out of it.
Do you put the names redacted or it's fully out there?
No, I had to put the names redacted, unfortunately, because, like, you know, legal stuff.
Yeah.
Which sucks, and it went against the original purpose of, like, what I was trying to do. But at least they're out there, and hopefully if these guys see these messages, they'll feel a little bit of shame.
How did your colleagues react to it?
I think they really like it. Everybody who sees the book on my merch table, they're, like, really interested, and they always want to, like, glance through it. So I haven't had, like, any kind of negative reaction at all.
Yes, I will put a link to the description, to if people want to buy the book in the description below the interview. So where can people see you in the near future, away from Impact?
Let me glance at my calendar really quick, so I don't even know where I'm at this weekend. I'm just starting this Thursday, actually. I'm going to be at First Wrestling in Minneapolis, Minnesota,
yep.
My first time there.
Wow.
And then I have Impact the 22nd to 23rd, and I have Smash Wrestling in Canada and Toronto. So that's my weekend.
And before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, everything. That you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all under the name Jordan Grace. Jordan is spelled J-O-R-D-Y-N-N-E. And I have a website where you can pick up those DM books we just talked about.
Yeah.
And promo pictures and basically anything else you want. And that's JordanGraceWrestler.com.
Yeah, all links will be in the description below this interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking today and good luck with it. United We Stand.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.